Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Brad Choate, meeting with Camel X money man Jordan Goodman. And Jordan, a big week in numbers.
That's right. Existing home sales were down 4.8% because mortgage rates are rising, so it's getting more expensive to buy homes. Household net worth in the United States reached $100 trillion for the first time ever. Pretty big number there.
Wow.
And then we had spectacular unemployment numbers on Friday. The unemployment rate remained at 4.1%, but the number of new jobs created 313,000, way more than people had expected. The two previous months revised upwards by 54,000. Wages up 0.4%, 2.9% annual rate. All of this a very, very, very strong unemployment report, and that led to a huge rise in the stock market on Friday. The Dow ended the week at 25,335. NASDAQ ended the week at 75.60. Treasury bond yields went up on the stronger economy, 2.9% on the 10-year Treasury. Oil also went up to $62 a barrel. Gold went up to 13.24. And mortgage rates went up to 4.5% on 30-year mortgage rates, the highest in about 4 years. So everything's kind of going up right now, Brad.
You have to think President Trump pretty happy with those numbers, and he was also happy with his tariff that he announced for both the aluminum and steel industries.
So he actually signed them into law. The only change from the previous week was that he exempted Mexico and Canada pending negotiations of what might happen to NAFTA. So there was immediately the steel and aluminum people thought it was great, and the rest of the world thought it was terrible, actually. He had a letter from 107 congressmen, including Speaker of the House Ryan, saying this is a bad idea. There were protests all around the world, possible retaliation, and his chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn, resigned over this. So very controversial, but he actually went ahead and did it this week.
Other news this week, President Trump announcing that he might be sitting down with the North Korean leader.
I think he's going to be doing that. It was a big surprise. We've never had a president meet a North Korean leader. In theory, if they could come up with a peace agreement and denuclearize Korea, that would be an enormously bullish thing for the markets and for worldwide peace. Trump would get a Nobel Peace Prize. Everything would be wonderful. We got a long way to go before we go from here to there. They've been throwing insults at each other, and now they'll get together. But it was a big surprise, and maybe this is like a Nixon to China moment, where the biggest surprise turns out pretty well.
Also in the headlines, the signing of the TPP.
So the Trans-Pacific Partnership was signed this week in Chile with 11 countries in it. It had been 12. U.S. pulled out at the beginning when Trump came in. It's kind of ironic that they're opening trade to the 11 major countries around the Pacific at a time on the same day that we imposed the tariffs.
And we've been wondering about this for a while. Who might regulate cryptocurrency? And you have that answer.
So the Securities and Exchange Commission said this week that they're very concerned that a lot of these cryptocurrency exchanges are ripping people off and getting hacked and being completely unregulated. So they're going to regulate cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin as securities, which the cryptocurrency people don't like very much, but that's what they're going to do. And a lot of that could push the business offshore. But Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies fell on that news.
How about mergers of the week?
So International Paper is buying Smurfit Kappa for $25 billion. AXA is buying XL Group in the insurance business for $15 billion. And then a major merger affecting the St. Louis area. Cigna, the insurance company in Connecticut, is buying Express Scripts, based in St. Louis, for about $54 billion. Express Scripts was really the last independent pharmacy benefit manager. All the rest of them have been swapped up now. So I think it's going to be a major loss to St. Louis not to have Express Scripts as an independent company based there.
And the Rogues Gallery, last but not least.
So the superintendent of the Baltimore School District, a guy named Sean Dance, pled guilty to four counts of perjury. He got about $150,000 in fees so-called consulting fees, but basically they were bribes, so he's going to jail for that one. The Wynn Resorts is paying a $2.6 billion fine to settle a lawsuit with Universal Entertainment, which is a Japanese firm that had held 20% of Wynn. They got forced out. They sued. Now they're being settled. This is also part of being able to have Steve Wynn, who got accused of sexual harassment, to be able to sell his 12% stake in the company. Then Merrill Lynch paid a $1.4 million fine to the SEC for selling shares in a company, a Chinese company called Longtop Financial, on which they did not do due diligence, and it turns out there are all kinds of fraudulent numbers in there, and the thing collapsed. And then our rogue from the past, Martin Shkreli, of Turing Pharmaceutical, he's the guy you might remember who raised prices of drugs like 5,000% after he got them.
The pharma dude.
Yeah, the pharma bro. The pharma bro. So he got convicted of securities fraud, and this week he was sentenced to 7 years in prison and paying a $7 million fine for misleading investors. This had nothing to do with his drug company, but he misled investors, ran off with various money, and now he wasn't very repentant before, but this week he was repentant as he wanted a lighter sentence, so he got 7 years and a $7 million fine. So an interesting gallery of rogues this week.
That's Jordan Goodman. If you want to find out more, go to his website, moneyanswers.com. I'm Brad Choate.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.